getting emotional like that I'm sharing my gift with you all. But but my heart is pounding, but it's not pounding because I'm doing this for the first time, because this is not new to being in the spiritual realm. Is it new for me? But I feel like my heart is like racing, like it's like a rabbit. Whew. It's like someone's just running, and they're running for no reason. It's like someone is just running. They're running for no reason. And the sad part about their running is that they don't have to run, and they're making themselves tired. Thank you, Spirit. I just got an image of a cage, and a cage with like a hamster in it, and like and they're just running in circles. They're running in circles and they're getting nowhere. It's like my beautiful lovelies. It's like, why are you running in circles? But not only are you running in circles, why are you running in circles and you're in a cage? You have caged yourself up. Thank you, Spirit. You have caged yourself up. You're running in circles. And you're not going anywhere. And my heart's just like beating. I feel like this person needs to rest. Like it's time, like if this is you, that it's time for you to rest. It's like you need to rest. And it feels like it's okay to rest. It's okay for you to rest if you are doing this to yourself, because you're doing it to yourself. Thank you, Spirit. You're doing it to yourself. If you are this person in this group, you're certainly 100% doing this to yourself. And that as well is sad. It's sad because you're doing it to yourself and you don't have to. You have to get off the wheel. Thank you. You have to get off the wheel. You have to get off the wheel. You have to get off the wheel and you have to get out of the cage. Otherwise, you're never going to get what you want. If you keep yourself inside the cage, and if you keep yourself on the wheel, you're never going to get what you want. So it's up to that person to decide when they're going to get off the wheel. Otherwise, you're just going to keep running in circles. And drink some water. I don't know. Drink some water and do some stretching afterwards, because you need to stretch your muscles after you get off. Okay. All right. So I'm going to pull the card. I was going to shuffle again, but then something said, do not shuffle. Just pick the first one. Spontaneity. I probably said it wrong. Do you believe in spontaneous adventures of the highest caliber? The only acceptable answer to this question is yes. So buckle up, Charlie. You're about to take a wild ride through the unexplored, unconventional, and underrated. You're about to learn that yes is a magic word with the power to unlock new dimensions in space, time, and after-hour hangouts. Yes will lead you to experiences you didn't think possible, and teach you that lifelong friendships are sometimes lurking just behind a karaoke singer's mullet. Okay, so how can you be spontaneous if you're running in circles inside of a cage? The only way you can get off the wheel is by saying yes. The only way you can have an adventure is by saying yes and getting off the wheel. The only way you can have the unexpected, the unexplored, the unconventional is by saying yes and getting off the wheel and getting out of the cage. The only way you can find what you want or to get what you want in life is by getting off the wheel. Okay? So me pulling this card makes sense to what I was feeling. And the song that has been in my heart is Wide Open Spaces by the Dixie Chicks. How can you explore the wide open spaces? How can you make room for the big mistakes? How can you find love? How can you regain love? How can you touch something? How can you be something new? How can you find joy? How can you find happiness if you're always on the wheel and you're running on the circle like the hamster? The hamster doesn't go anywhere when they're on that wheel inside their cage. They don't go anywhere. They stay in the same place. But wouldn't it be great to have an adventure? Wouldn't it be fantastic to buckle up and be like, yep, I'm going to have an adventure. And I don't care what people say. I don't care what people think. I don't care if it's outside of my character. I do not care. I'm going to have an adventure. It's going to be great. It's going to look different to everybody, but you know what? It's my adventure. I'm going to say yes to the things that probably make no sense to people. That's why it's going to be unconventional. But it's your yes. Your yes, your yes is your yes. It doesn't have to be anybody else's yes. You don't have to look for anyone else's approval for your yes. I think that's how people get stuck on their wheels, their hamster wheels, is because they're looking for someone to give them a yes. They're looking for someone to give them the okay. When you decide to go on an adventure and be spontaneous, baby, when you decide to do that, you don't need nobody's yeses. You don't need no one yeses. You don't need someone to tell you what to do. You just get up and go, okay, honey child? You just go and you just do. You just get up and go and you just do. That's your adventure. That's your life. You know what makes you happy. You know what makes you happy. You know what adventure you want to take. You know what road you want to go down. And who cares if it makes no sense? Who cares if it makes people angry? It's your adventure. It's your path. It's your life. It's your wide open space. You get to do it. So get off of the hamster wheel and break free from the cage. Sometimes you got to tell some people, I got to go towards the light. I got to go towards the light. I know where the light is and I got to go. It may be unconventional. You may not like my answer, but you know what? I got to go. I gotta break free from this hamster wheel because it's not doing it for me. And all that running you've been doing, come on now. Stop that running. Yes is the new magic word with the power to unlock new dimension in space, in your timeline. Come on now. That is powerful and amazing. All right. I'm releasing this energy and I am giving it back to you. Whoever energy I just drew from, my beautiful lovelies, whoever is listening, whoever energy I just drew from. Thank you for coming through. But I am releasing it back to you. I hope you get off the wheel because I've been there before. I hope you find your truth. And I hope you go towards your truth. I hope you go towards your light. I hope you go towards your love and your happiness, because you deserve it. Especially in our ABDL community. We need more light in our community. We need more love in our community. Oh, yes, we do, Sunshine. Yes, we do. And if you're part of this community, and if by you saying yes will mean that you will be another light within our age play community, within our kink community, come on now. We're waiting for you. We're waiting for you over here to be more light inside of our kink and our age play community. So if this resonates with you, and you know that you need to get off that wheel, and you know you need to come towards your light, come on, baby. We're waiting for you. We're waiting for you. We're waiting for you. All right, my beautifuls. I hope you enjoyed this, because Mommy Belle is free. Mommy Belle said yes to her adventure, and it feels good. I love you. You guys are awesome. You guys are amazing. And I hope you enjoyed every single bit of what I had to give to you all today. Mwah! So my beautiful lovelies out there.